Hilchos Shluchim, Halacha Aleph, Shluchoi Sheladam Kemoisoi. A person's agent is exactly like the person himself. Ein Shlichus Lekoton. You cannot appoint a child under bar mitzvah, a boy under the age of 13, to serve as your agent, as your shliach. Halacha Aleph. Ki yodua shekol Yisroel nafshoisom echad. We know that all the Jews are considered like one soul, like one unit. Ki sharoshom mibechinas kuloy echad, kuloy toiv. Because we are rooted, our source is oneness, good, all one, all good. Ukamay Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Kol hanefesh habo lebeis Yaakov, shivim nefesh. All of the soul, singular, nefesh, that belong to the family of Yaakov Avinu, 70 soul, singular. Beloshin Yochid, Kamay Shapirosh Rashi, Rashi Kodesh says, that we see it doesn't say shivim nefoshois, it says nefesh. V'alkein shluchai shelodam kamoisoi, and therefore if a person appoints an agent, the agent is exactly like him. Ki kula chad kana, because we're really all one, we are all one. V'alkein ein hanochri nase shliach, and therefore you cannot appoint a non-Jew as a shliach to be your, with all the laws of shlichus, ki heim me'achore hakedusha, because they are behind, in back of the holiness. They're not part of the holiness. Umefuradin umuvdolin mikdushas Yisrael. They stand apart. They are separate from the holiness of the Jewish people. They're a completely separate entity. V'alkein ein yecholim loymar aleim shluchay kemoisoi, and therefore a Jew cannot say that my agent, this non-Jew, my agent is like me, because he's not like me. Kizeo bechinas achdus kanal. That would mean that we are one. V'alkein ein shayach ela b'Yisrael, and therefore this concept only applies among fellow Jews. Shekulam echod, where they are all one. V'kulam shovin b'shoyre shoachdus, and all are united, all are together in the source of oneness. Avol ha'akum nifrodin min ha'achdus kanal, whereas the other nations are separate from that oneness. V'alkein ein ha'akum nase shliach, and therefore a non-Jew cannot become a shliach. Ki yef shaloim b'hem shluchay k'moisa, you can't say he's like me. V'zeo shamrazal, and that's why the Gemara says, Ma atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. Just like you are people of the covenant, members of the covenant, your agent also is a member of the covenant. Ki hashlichus toloi b'bris. Because this concept of this agency is dependent on bris. Ki shom b'chinas ho'achdus. Because that's where this oneness is really shown. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Ubrisi ne'emenesloi. My covenant was completely trusted to him, entrusted to him, ne'emenes, emuna. Hainu shebchinas emuna, meaning that the concept of faith, shehi ho'achdus, which is all about oneness, Shemaminin biyichido yisporach, that we believe in one Hashem, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echod, hitluya bebris, is dependent on bris. Kemuva de Rabbeinu Zal Siman Lamed Aleph, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in chapter 31 in Likut Imran, based on this pasuk, ubrisi ne'emenes loy, that the emuna is dependent on bris. Emuna is malchus, bris is yesoy, those two go together. V'alkein hashlichus, and therefore this concept of a messenger or an agent, shurak bebchinas ho'achdus, which is only applies where we are one, bechinas shluchay kamoisoy kanal, v'alkein einoy noyeg rak bebnei bris. Therefore it applies only to people who share the covenant, people who have a bris mila, shehein bebchinas ho'achdus kanal. They're part of this oneness. V'alkein ein koton oise shliach, v'loinase shliach. And it's for this reason that a person, a man under the, a boy under the age of 13, cannot appoint a shliach, and he cannot be a shliach. Ki isa b'divrei Rabbeinu Neiro Yoir, because Rabbeinu Zal tells us in Likut Imran, chapter 4, shebechinas kuloy echod, kuloy toiv, hu shleimus hadas, that the realization that it's all one, that there isn't good and bad, but there's really only good, and it's all oneness, that realization is a very high level of das, a very high level of understanding. Bechinas, as the Torah says, Bayoim hahu yihiyeh Hashem echod u'shmoyechod, that there's going to come a time in the future, she'oz yizgale hadas, then we're all going to reach a very high level of das, ve'yihiyeh kuloy echod kuloy toiv, and then we're going to realize, we're going to understand that it's all one and it's all good. Kemuva b'tchilas maimor anoichesh melekecha ayin shon, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in the beginning of chapter 4 in Likut Imran. V'alkein, and therefore, hakoton, a child, she'ein daitoy sholem adayan, who has not reached full maturity of das, he's not a bar das yet, alkein ein loy din shlichus, therefore the laws of shlichus do not apply to him, ki ikr din shlichus haidei b'chinas ho'achdus, because the whole concept of shlichus is dependent on this premise of oneness. We are one, were you not? Shehu toli b'das kana, which is dependent on das. And das, a person only gets when they reach a certain age of maturity. V'alkein ein shliach ledvar avera. And now you'll understand another halacha about shlichus. You cannot appoint a shliach to do a sin for you on your behalf. The term shlichus doesn't apply there. If he does the sin, it's his sin. He can't say, I was just obeying orders. He told me. He told me is nothing. If he told you to do a sin, you're on your own. Ki al yidei hu aveiro nifrat chas v'sholem mishoire shu'achdus. Because when a person commits a sin disconnects a person from the oneness. Again, achdus, oneness, is good. Oneness is Hashem. Oneness is mitzvah. The word mitzvah is the letters yud ke vav ke. We know that atbash, in the code of atbash, a mem flips for a yud, and a tzaddik flips for a hey. So mitzvah, and the word mitzvah means attached. Tziv sechoda means when you attach two things together, when you link two things together, that's called a mitzvah. Loshem hischabros, it's oneness. Avera is the opposite of that. Avera is all about breaking and separating, causing a separation. Kal yidei avera nifrat chas v'sholem yishor shachdus. V'alkein ein shayach b'avera shlichus. And therefore the concept of shlichus does not apply to an avera. Ki adarabba hu avera hu pirud upigam. Because a sin is the opposite of that. A sin is separation, defect. Separating from the bechina of achdus, from the oneness, kayadua. Ve'ikra shlichus bebechinas achdus. And the whole concept of appointing an agent, a messenger, is all about oneness. It's all about, if we are one, then I can ask you to do this on my behalf. If you, by your doing it, it's exactly like I'm doing it. Ve'zeo bechinas, and this is what the Gemara says, L'tikuni shedartich, v'loy la'avsi. That the one who appoints the agent can, let's say a person appoints an agent to deliver something for him on Friday. And the agent tries and he tries and he tries and he doesn't succeed on doing it on Friday. So he continues trying on Shabbos. And he's mechalel Shabbos. He desecrates the Shabbos in the process. And then when he gets caught and everything, they bring him to court. And he says, I didn't do nothing. I was just a messenger boy. I take no credit for my action whatsoever. He sent me. He told me to do it. The Bezdin says to the one who sent him, what do you say? He says simply, L'tikuni shedarticha. I sent you to help me for my tikun. V'loy lavsi. I did not send you to harm me. I didn't send you to do an avera on my behalf. to get me 39 lashes or to get me killed. I didn't send you for that purpose. Ki b'chinas echod hu kulay toiv kanal. Because the concept of oneness is a concept of being all good. Ve'ein shom ivus ve'kilkul chas v'shom. When we talk about the future, when Hashem is going to be one, which means there's not going to be good and bad, there's only going to be good. There's no sin, there's no mess. Ve'alkein yochal omer lo, and therefore, the mishaleach, the sender, can say to the one he sent, L'tikuni shadarticha. If I made you a shliach, the whole concept of shliach is a concept of oneness, which is a concept of good. I sent you to do something good, not to do something bad, not to violate Shabbos. Ki bevadai kishosis oischa shliach shetia kamoini, because most definitely when I appointed you as a messenger, as my agent, that you should be like me, you should act on my behalf. Shezeo b'chinas kuloi echad kuloi toiv. That's all about us all being one and good. Al kein bevadai hashlichus hoyorak letikun. Therefore, your mission was only to do positive, not to do negative. Because shlichus is only about oneness and good. Now, Rav Nosson Zal addresses another type of shliach, a shliach tzibur. When people get together for a public prayer, tefillah b'tzibur, they designate one person, appoint one person to lead the prayer, to be the chazan, or shliach tzibur, as it's called. He's the messenger that's been designated by everybody to lead us. V'zeh b'chinas ha-chazan shenikro shliach tzibur. Ki ikar tikkun ha-tfilo hu rak shetia b'chinas kuloi echod, kuloi toiv. Now Rav Nosson Zal taps into another chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 65, where there Rabbeinu Zal reveals an incredible deep concept about tefillah. Rabbeinu Zal talks about making one, that the real perfection of tefillah is when the tefillah is one. You get a person who comes to shul and he starts shachris and he says matovu, and that's one piece. And then he says Adonai Olam, and then he says the brachas, and then he says karbonos. And each paragraph is a whole completely separate thing. Nothing to do with the paragraph, not connected to the paragraph before. When he's in the middle of one paragraph, he has forgotten completely about the previous paragraph, or certainly, you know, a couple of pages back. Rabbi Nazal says the real perfection of tefillah is when a person approaches the tefillah like making a bouquet of flowers. To make a bouquet of flowers, you go into a garden and you see a beautiful flower, you pick it up, wow, that's gorgeous. Okay, now I have one. Then you see another gorgeous flower, different color. This one's red, this one's yellow. That's beautiful. Now let me put them both together. Now I have a red one and a yellow, and look at the contrast between them. And then I see a purple one and pick that one. Each time putting them together, bringing them together close to each other, where then as this thing grows, it becomes something gorgeous, beautiful. That's what the tefillah is supposed to be. Rabbi Nazal says, he gives an example, even when a person's saying one word, when a person says the word baruch, he says the bays, he lets the letter bays out of his mouth, and it's gone, ba, I said it, now the bays left. And the bays says, well, why'd you throw me away? Why'd you get rid of me? What did I do wrong? Because the person wants to move on to the letter Resh. He wants to say the Barut. He wants to say the next letter. But the base says, so what? You don't have to throw me away. You don't have to let go of me. So the guy says, okay, no problem. I'll hold on to you. He holds on to the base. And even whilst he's in the Resh, he hasn't let go of the base. He still has it. And so on the Vav and the Chav. And when he goes to the next word, Rabbi Nazal gives us an insight about tefillah, that it's possible for a Jew to make one out of the entire tefillah, because there's a pasuk, Hu Tehillah Secha, Hashem is your prayer. Tehillah means prayer. So therefore, just like Hashem is one, the tefillah needs to be one. Real perfection of tefillah is when it's all one. That's why it's so important not to talk in middle of tefillah, not to get involved in any other, because if you start talking about something else, so you made a break. You caused the separation. If a person can go from the beginning of Shacharis till the end, from the beginning of, without any interruption, only tefillah, and his mind is focused on the tefillah, then the tefillah is all one, and it becomes this awesome bouquet, this gorgeous presentation to Hashem. So Rav Nosson Zal says, based on that, based on Rabbeinu Zal telling us that the real perfection of tefillah is that the tefillah should be all one, V'alkein ikra tikkun ha'tefillah al-yedei shliach tzibur. And therefore the real perfection of tefillah is when we go to shul and we have a minyan and we appoint a shliach tzibur. Ki ha'shliach tzibur koilel kulam yachad. Because the one who's leading the tefillah, he joins the whole congregation together. He unites everybody because everybody is agreeable that he should represent them. We are all one inside of him. Just like parents, a father and mother, become one in the child that's born, so to hear, if everybody agreed that he should be a Shliach Tzibur, then we are all united inside of him. Va'oise mehatfilo echod, and he makes one from the whole tefillah, the whole congregation. As Rav Nosson Zal discussed earlier in Orach Chaim, in Shulchan Aruch Orach Chaim, where he speaks about tefillah b'tzibur. Shezeo b'chinas chazoras ha-tefillah, ayin shom. And this is also the main concept of the chazoras hashatz, as it's called. That the shliach tzibur goes back and repeats the Shmoneh Esrei over. What do you mean? We did this already. We finished. We didn't finish. When we got to the end, he goes back to the beginning and he connects the end with the beginning. We're all the way at the end of the tefillah? No, we're not. We're at the beginning. From the end, we go to the beginning. We connect the end of the beginning. We make one out of the whole thing. V'alkein nikra shliach tzibur, and that's why he's called shliach tzibur, b'china shluchoi shelodom kemoisoi. That the agent of a person is exactly like the person himself. B'chinas kulo yechod. He's like me. We are one. We're exactly the same. Shezehu tikkun ha'tefillah kanal. This is the perfection of tefillah. V'zeh shamra zal. And this is also what the Gemara says. Gam atem, also you. And it says in the pasuk, also you. L'rabois shluchachem. That also comes to include your agents. That besides you, there's an also, there's somebody else, your agent. And the Gemara says, Mikan sheshluchoi shelodon kemoisoi. It's from that pasuk that we learn out that your agent is considered exactly like you. Gam atem, also you. Ki gam hi bechinas malchus. Because the term gam represents the sphere of Malchus, which is the Shechina. Shehi Bechinas Emuna, which is associated with Emuna. Bechinas Dalid de Echod, which is also associated with the letter Dalid of the word Echod. We know that in the word Echod, the first two letters, Aleph and Ches, are the base, in a sense. But then you can turn that word up and down. You can take that word to the top of the top. If you put a dalet at the end of it, it becomes echod, which is Hashem. If you put a resh at the back of that aleph ches, it becomes acher, the other one, the other side, the sitra achra. And the difference between a dalet and a resh is a tiny, tiny, tiny droplet of ink. That's the whole difference between echod, Hashem echod, and kel acher. So the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that Dalet of Echad is what represents Emuna. Kemuva b'kisvi Ari, as is brought in the writings of the Arizal, Shegamin ve'esin heim b'malchus. The Arizal says that when you have the word Gam or the word Es, it represents Malchus. Here in my own personal Likutei Halachos on the side, I have a note, because I remember when I learned this 40 years ago, 41 years ago, 42 years ago, I didn't know what this means. And I had the privilege of having a rabbi, Rabbi Rosenfeld Zichron Levrach, who was living at the time, so we could call up the Arizal. We could dial the Arizal and say, what does this mean? The Gams and Essen is that this is Malchus and everything. And he explained to me at the time that there's a pasuk in Tehillim, Hine matoy v'manoim sheves achim gam yachad. How good and sweet it is when brothers live together. If you know your Hebrew, it should say sheves achim yachad, when brothers live together. When brothers live also together. Gam means also. What's the also? So the Zohar HaKadosh says that the also is the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit of Hashem. When brothers are living together, when there's unity in Klal Yisrael, there's a partner, there's somebody else who joins that Chabura. That's the Shekhinah, the Malchus. Because the words Gam Yachad are Bigematria, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Hashem's name, the name of the Shekhinah, the name of the Malchus. Addo, and then the word Noi. So that's the Gam. That's how Gam represents Malchus, the Shekhinah. In addition, we know that the Torah is comprised of four components. The Tamim, the musical notes, the Nekudos, the vowels, the Tagim, the crowns, and the Oisios, the letters. And those four correspond to the four letters of Yud, K, Vav, K. The Tamim corresponds to the Yud, the Nekudos is the Hey, the Tagim, the crowns, is the Vav, and the Oisios, the letters, is the lowest part. That's the lowest element. That corresponds to the last Hey of Yud, K, Vav, K, which is the Malchus, the Shekhinah. So Oisios are Malchus. And the word S is all the, from Aleph to Tav. The word S represents the letters. The letters are Malchus. So the Arizal says that Gam and S represent Malchus. Back to our pasuk, where the Gemara says that we learn out from the word Gam Atem that it comes to include your messenger, your agent. V'al kein hamelech oitzer bohem u'mekaptzom yachad shelo yispazru. And therefore, it's the king that gathers everything together that it shouldn't be dispersed, it shouldn't be all over the place. The king is the one that unites everybody, if he's a proper king. As the pasuk says, I believe it's speaking about Dovan HaMelech there, and it says, he will be Yatzor Biami. He will unite and gather together my nation. Ki hamalchus hu bechinas achdus kanal. Because malchus is what makes one from all of the spheroids. All the individual spheroids feed into the malchus. Vishom shoroshe nafshes Yisrael. And that's where the roots of all the Jewish souls are. She shorosham biachdus kanal. They are rooted in this oneness. V'alkein, and therefore gam, the word gam, marba hashliach, comes to include the agent, sheshluchai shelotam kamaisa, because we said before, the agent is one with the one who sent him. Kize tolui biachdus, because the whole concept of being able to appoint an agent on my behalf, a messenger, applies if we are one. If we are one, I can say he's exactly like me. I remember an episode. Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha was sitting once with the Ukrainian ambassador here in Israel. That was after communism fell, after perestroika, and the 13 countries of USSR split. They split apart. Ukraine became a separate entity, and Ukraine sent an ambassador to Eretz Yisrael. His name was Professor Yuri Sherbak. And he was in Israel, and Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha had a good relationship with him. We went to see him several times in Tel Aviv. That was when things were opening up, when people started going to rush to Ukraine for Rosh Hashanah. And at one point, we came to him, and he said, I have news for you. The news is that I'm being transferred. I'm being transferred from Israel to the United States of America, which was an incredible chiddush. Israel is one of the smallest countries in the world, seemingly most insignificant just about, The United States is considered one of the largest, most respected countries in the world, and this person was the ambassador in Eretz Yisrael, was being transferred, appointed as the ambassador, the Ukrainian ambassador to the United States, meaning they had a lot of respect for him. And he said, and I want you to know that our prime minister is planning on traveling to the United States in a few months, and if you want, he said to Reb Michal, I will arrange for a meeting with you, for you to meet him in the United States. Reb Michal Zichron Levrach at the time was in his 80s, in his mid-80s, and Reb Michal looked at him and said, what if I can't go? Can I send him? And he said, whatever you say, your choice. If you send him, then okay. Again, this concept of shluchoi shel odom kamoisoi. If you're appointing him, if you're sending him, then he's representing you. It's as if you're there. He's your representative. Kizeh toloi ba'achdus. Because this concept of agency, shliach, is dependent on oneness, shehu bechinas malchus, which is associated in this case with the sphere of malchus, bechinas gam kanal, that gam that we quoted earlier, that gam yachad, sheves achim gam yachad. Va'ayin biksovim, take a look in the writings of the Arizal, shegam beleya. The Arizal shows how the term gam is associated with leya. We know that the Sifrei Kabbalah speak about an upper Shechina and a lower Shechina. The upper Shechina is referred to as Leah, the lower Shechina is referred to as Rachel. Shehi Bechinas Dalid de Echod, which is associated with the letter Dalid of the word Echod, Bechinas Kesher Shel Tfilin, which is also associated with the Kesher of the Tfilin, Ayin Shom. Look in the writings of the Arizal, and you'll understand this better. Maybe because today is Erev Tu Bishvat, maybe we can include a little bit here. Again, I was privileged to hear Rav Rosenfeld's Shurim on Likutei Moran. And there, in one of the chapters in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this topic, where Moshe Rabbeinu, after the Golden Calf, after the Jews were involved in the Egel Hazov, Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded with Hashem for forgiveness, and Hashem finally relented. Hashem gave in, and Hashem said, okay, forgiven. And it was then that Moshe Rabbeinu pleaded with Hashem that, Hashem, I want to see you. I want to see you up close. Hashem said, impossible. Ki lo yirani odom v'choy. A human being cannot look at me and live. However, Hashem said, we're going to do something. I'm going to put you in a rock. I'm going to pass by that rock. And after I pass by, v'ro'iso esachoyrai, you're going to see my back, uponai loyero, you will not see my face. This is the wording in the pasuk. We know that Hashem, there's nothing physical about Hashem whatsoever, chas v'shom. So we're not speaking physical terms, but this is the terminology that's used in the pasuk. And the Gemara says, what does that mean, see my back? The Gemara says that's the Kesher Shel Tfilin. That Moshe Rabbeinu would be able to see Kaviyochel, the Kesher Shel Tfilin of Roish, of Hashem, Uponai Loi, but my face you will not see. The Arizal says that the first letters of Uponai Loi, Vav Lamitz, is Bigematria of Leah. And the Arizal says again, what Moshe Rabbeinu was given the privilege to see was this upper Shechina, which is referred to as Leah, which is represented by the back of the head. The Arizal goes into a whole discussion of what that's about, but at least we touched it a little so you have an idea as to what Rav Nosson Zal is referring to over here. When Rav Nosson Zal says that the Dalid of Echod, we know that the Kesher Shel Tfilin in the back, that's a Dalid, that's the letter Dalid. Many people have one Dalid, some people have a double Dalid, as the Kesher of Tfilin and back. But that's this Dalit of Echod, which is associated with Leah. Vezehu, and now Rav Nosson Zal finishes this halacha, Vezehu ma atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. And this is why the Gemara says that only a Jew can be designated as a shliach. You can't appoint a non-Jew to be a shliach on your behalf, because just like you are members of the covenant, you have a bris milah, your shliach has to have a bris milah. כי תיקן המלכוס, בחינס אמונה, בחינס האחדוס, כל זה תולוי בבריס. Because the whole tikkun of the Malchus, the kingdom of Hashem, and the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, we are called Hashem's kingdom, Mamleches Koyanim VeGoy Kodosh. The tikkun of Malchus, which is Emuna, which is Achdus, is dependent on Bris, on purity of the Bris. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ki man denotir Bris, one who upholds the Bris, one who keeps purity of the Bris, Zocho LaMalkoi. Is zeiche to the kingdom, to the king. Ukama shekosan, as the Pasuk says, ubrisi ne'emenes loy, that the bris is the key to this emuna, malchus. V'alkein ein hashlichus noyegele bebnei bris, and therefore the laws of shlichus apply only to people who have the bris, shehem bechinas kuloy echad kuloy toiv. They are part of this oneness, they are part of this goodness. With this, we complete this halacha, and the next year we'll go on to halacha beis.